I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week, when the Trump administration officially recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital, protests erupted around the world. While Open Doors USA is not caught up in the political arguments, they do recognize the implications this could have on Christians around the world. David Curry of Open Doors says,
from Open Doors' perspective, what we look at in the Middle East is where are Christians persecuted within that region? And so obviously this is a thing that we're going to be looking at over time as to whether or not it plays a part in increasing persecution of Christians in the Middle East.
See, people hostile towards Western culture will often target Christians because they view Christianity as a Western religion. So pray that through the chaos, the gospel would shine through and that believers would stay strong in their witness. And have you ever thought about becoming a missionary pilot? Mission Aviation Fellowship does humanitarian and ministry flights into remote areas. They're always looking for men and women to work with them. Pilots are obviously a critical part of the ministry. Just ask Brian Marks, a pilot with MAF based in Papua, Indonesia.
Not a flight goes by when I can't look in the back of the plane and see the reason that I came to Papua. Sometimes it's a missionary, or a pastor, or an evangelist. Other times, it's a teacher and school books. And sometimes, it's a huge pile of cargo. And so, that's my favorite part. It's just being able to serve.
Want the full scoop on a day in the life of a missionary pilot? Read more at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the book In My Father's House by Ruth Dynaker Erdell. These are stories that were written by a woman, for a woman, to help you in your faith walk. Get your free copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.